This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, May 2nd, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. No, we're not talking about Barr. We're not talking about Mueller. Headline, Olympic legend Michael Johnson made full recovery after terrifying stroke. This is from TMZ. U.S. Olympic legend Michael Johnson, one of the fastest humans of all time, says he's fully recovered from suffering a crippling stroke in 2018, and he's even sprinting again. The 51-year-old Johnson, who won 4 gold medals in 3 Olympics, tells TMZ Sports he suffered a stroke on the right side of his brain following a workout in September 2018. At the time, Johnson said he felt discomfort in his left leg, numbness in his left arm, and quickly began to lose balance. So he rushed to the emergency room to get checked out. Said, by the time I got to the hospital, I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't stand on my left side. But fortunately, I got there quickly and was able to get treated by a team of specialists. Johnson spent the next several months working his ass off in several rehabilitation programs, including physical and occupational therapy, and says he approached rehab like he was training for the Olympics. Quote, rehabbing was a little more difficult on one hand because there's no one standing there clapping for me when I finish my workout now. But at the same time, this is my livelihood that was at stake. Ultimately, Johnson was able to get back to the high level of physical fitness he was at before the stroke, and now he's on a mission to spread awareness along with the American Stroke Association. And he's still just as confident as ever, because when TMZ asked who would win a sprint between a prime Michael Johnson and a prime Usain Bolt, he of course picked himself. All right, little more news about stroke after John Singleton, at also 51 years old, had a stroke and ended up passing away on Monday. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I have personally been impacted by stroke in my family. Both of my parents had a stroke. My mom's was incredibly debilitating, as was my dad's at the time, but my dad had his when he was in the hospital. If you want to hear more all about those stories, I suggest checking out the WTH podcast that just dropped yesterday. I go into a little bit more detail about that. But I want to sort of highlight at this point some of these stroke symptoms. So this is if you have these symptoms: sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Michael had that. Sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. Michael had that once he got to the emergency room. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, or sudden severe headache with no known cause. If you feel those, there is a chance that you are having a stroke. So don't mess around with it. Don't go, oh, I'll feel better later. Get yourself in and get yourself checked out. Also, if you are around someone who seems to be not quite right, they say they don't feel right, they're remember the FAST warning signs of a stroke. And FAST stands for face, arms, speech, and time. So the F for face, ask the person to smile. Does one side of their face droop? So if you're with somebody, they're like, I don't really feel well, I'm kind of eh, ask them to smile. Then their arms, ask them to raise both of them. Does one arm drift downward? That's also a sign of stroke. S is for speech. Ask them to repeat a simple phrase. Is their speech slurred or strange? And that's when we get to time. If you observe any of those things, a drooping on one side of the face, an arm that drifts downward, slurred speech, call 911 immediately. Because if you do, you might end up like Michael Johnson and able to get back to 100%. If you don't, you might end up dead. That's just the facts. You might end up dead, or you might end up in a situation where you are unable to walk or speak again because you didn't take action. It's important to know these things. It's important for everybody to know these things. And that's why I dedicated time to it on the WTH podcast. That's why when I saw Michael Johnson's story this morning, I thought it was important to highlight it here. So please, take care of yourself. Take care of the people around you. And if something seems not right, especially something like this, don't play around with it. Because the after effects of a stroke, especially if it's allowed to go further and on for too long, are just devastating, not just to the person, but to everyone around them, whether they lose them or whether their loved one is in a state where they can't take care of themselves anymore. It's awful. Stroke is awful, and we don't talk about it enough. And when you're talking about 51-year-old men having strokes, including one who is a former Olympian who's in phenomenal shape, it's not about the shape you're in. It can happen to anyone at any time. So please, please pay attention to those, because it's life or death stuff. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to